inch by inch, row by row, gonna make.
You know, for Jack, our last caller too on citrus, we had one that some insect of our seven citrus trees just attacked one. We had all these great little citrus buds, and we were excited because this one tree hasn't produced good for us. And we thought, finally, it's caught up from the last time it froze. It's reestablished. And, I mean, like in a two-week period of time, all the little fruit buds were gone, and there was like this web cast over the entire citrus. And, you know, it may have been an insect problem. Back to our cold snap and a freeze could help that.
Certainly. The other thing that citrus will do, if he and we didn't get a chance to do that, if he had heavy crops last year, they will sometimes produce in alternate years. They'll get into this cycle of a heavy crop, a lighter, no crop, a heavy crop, a lighter, no crop. So once they get in that cycle, it's kind of hard to break it.
Dan wants to talk about figs. Eric has a question on a jacaranda tree. Michael wants to kill roots, but Joe was on first. So we'll start with Joe on killing Bermuda grass. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Rosie. Nice to talk to you. This area is in the front of my house along the driveway. It's about four square yards maybe. And at one time I had some poppies there, but some wild grasses have sort of taken over there. And I wanted to replant something nicer in the spring, but I wanted to kill this wild grasses and Bermuda grass there. And I wanted to know if there would be any residual effect to prevent me from putting something in the spring.
Well, it depends on what you use to kill it. So the thing that concerns me now is those grasses start to go dormant and slow down in growth. They're pretty hard to kill. Most of our herbicides have to be applied when grass is actively growing. The most common, most popular one is glyphosate, known as Roundup in most cases. And it can be applied in ornamental landscape situations with no problem. It won't affect the soil for replanting things like trees, shrubs, flowers, that type of thing. But you got to do it while it's still warm and the grass is green and actively growing for it to be effective.
So in his best case scenario right now, we're going into a season that's not growing and he wants to plant in the spring. You're digging at that point.
Well, and if it is Bermuda grass, you're probably never going to dig out all the roots. That's the problem. And people try and do that, and it keeps coming back. And as long as you're willing to, I guess, battle that and do it, that's an acceptable way to do it. You can solarize. You can put some clear plastic over it. Let the sun bake that soil. That'll kill some of it. Again, it probably won't kill Bermuda grass roots completely. But if you can get it down to a minimum and then, control it in a very spot situation, that's okay. It depends on your participation level. How much gardening do you want to do in that area?
So it may just be best, go ahead and wait till the next summer, water
well. Unless
well,
it's green.
It
if it's
growing.
Still green, he's still got a little window, but it's that window is closing rapidly.
Good luck, Joe. Let us know how that fares off. Let's see how we can help Eric this Saturday morning.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've got a question. I got a jacaranda tree for my wife for Mother's Day. And I'm trying to kind of see it. I saw it grow a little bit, but it's getting a whole bunch of shoots at the bottom, and I was wondering if I needed to cut those so it grows a little bit faster.
Well, actually, believe it or not, leaving those shoots on, and the more foliage and the more growth we have on a plant, the more, food per se, if you want to call it that, it's manufacturing for itself, the faster it's going to grow. So as an early or young tree, I would leave everything on for the first year or two. Then as it starts to grow at the top and produce branches and canopy and new growth, then you could go in and start eliminating those shoots that are coming along the trunk down lower than you would like. But initially, I would leave them on.
Let's see if we can fit Dan in before we close out at top of the hour. I'm sorry, Michael.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good.
Hey, so I had a sisu tree in my backyard, probably 25, 30 feet tall. had it removed. I've got about 3 to 4 inches of stump sticking out of the ground, and I've drilled holes in it, and I bought some stuff that's supposed to be a root killer, but I still get all these little sprouts all over the yard because the tree is so evasive. What is the best thing to put on that stump to kill the remaining root system, and when would be the best time to get an excavator in there to completely remove that stump?
Well, sissus are a real conundrum when you cut them down. My advice is if you have one, don't cut it down.
That's when the problems happen.
Because that's generally when we start seeing the problems is when you try and cut it down. Make a fresh cut, recut that stump, even if it's just an inch or two, and apply undiluted glyphosate, undiluted full-strength, commercial-strength Roundup to the freshly cut stump and to those little shoots. Just get a sponge and wipe it on them. As soon as you see them, give them a wipe with full strength, and it'll just take some time.
And then you had mentioned if getting an excavator in there, if you're truly going to excavate. I mean, there's no time-wise. It's just whenever you can schedule.
Exactly.
Dan, hang on. We'll take your call on your fig trees. It's Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning.